Colquitt is a guy we picked up last year. Obviously, he's been a great addition for us. He's a true professional in what he does. He has no wasted movement. When he catches the ball and he molds the ball and then he punts it, I mean, everything is very efficient. He's a guy that's won a Super Bowl before, so he knows what it's like to be there. But at the same time, he's a guy that has a lot of life and a lot of personality. Guys want to be around him, so it's a plus having him around.
What's up, guys? This is Britton Colquitt. It's a privilege to be out here with y'all. You can see what a specialist day is like. A little bit later, you'll see some action. See a lot of Charlie's butt. So excited to have you guys.
This is my first training camp here. Last year, I got here week one, so I missed all the preseason. When training camp comes around, unfortunately, sorry guys, when they're in all these meetings, I mean, what we can only meet for so long, you know? So we try after the team meeting, the special teams meeting, we try to go upstairs and we watch our stuff. But I mean, how much can you really do?
When everybody else is in meetings, this is what we're doing. We're grinding.
It's sad because my wife knows that we have all this time and I could be at home, but I'm not allowed to be. So our responsibility kind of turns to doing different things in the weight room to try to look like football players or creating just different hobbies. And I don't know why, it just came to me. I think somewhere in the past I said, oh, whittling, that's kind of cool. I mean, you know, if you have nothing to do.
I gave him a little fur ball up top.
Guys walk by and they're like, what the heck are you doing? And then they're mad at you because they're like, you know, I don't have time to do this. I actually have to do football stuff.
I told you guys to be looking at Charlie's derriere all day.
Charlie's great. We've become really close in a small amount of time. That kind of happens in our position because we're just together so much. But Charlie's very consistent, and his bad, you know, snaps that he feels like are bad, you would never even notice on TV or even film that we watch. So he's very good, very consistent, and makes my job easier.
See, if I didn't have Charlie, I wouldn't know the situation.
I'm here to make you look good. Thank you.
Yes! Let's get a friendly chest bump.
Huh?
So what goes through my mind when I'm about to kick, it's a lot of mental things.
Got to work on these lefts. They were no bueno in the game.
Everything you do to have the most success would be you figure out what you're going to do before it even happens, and then you just kind of, your muscle memory takes over. I've done the catch and the steps and the leg swing enough to where that just happens. You know, when I was in the Super Bowl 2 years ago, I couldn't really tell you much what happened because you kind of just blacked out because it's such a scary moment in time and there's so much going on. You're in fear. I mean, it's scary in that situation. So it just comes down to handling it mentally, and I'm very relaxed and happy-go-lucky in life already, and kind of just this optimist, I guess you could say.
Oh, snap! Snap!
I think that's helped me in my position, because if I was a different way, you know, it would be very hard to handle kind of the stresses that come along with it. But with that being said, you know, he was awesome. His attitude never changed, even, you know, amidst the losing. And that's all to, you know, Coach Jackson. And it's still a place where everybody wants to come to work. And in my experience from looking at the team last year and looking at the team this year and seeing just talent-wise and the attitude of the guys and the belief and things like that, the pieces are there to turn this into a championship football team. So everybody believes that that's a possibility, and I can see it going in that direction.